could hear the windmill fan spinning in the wind and the clanking of the pump rod as it moved up and down. I crawled halfway out from under the pickup and turned my gaze up to the top of the tower. There was Slim Chance, hanging on to his hat with one hand and clinging to the tower with the other. The fan was turning so fast that Slim couldn't move. See, hadn't I tried to warn him? Yes, but had he listened to his head of ranch security? Heck no! And he was sure in a mess now. Do you see what this meant? It meant that he couldn't climb down. He was stranded on top of the windmill tower until A, the wind quit blowing, B, someone came along to put on the brake, or C, he got blown off. Oh, and don't forget about the storm. Storm clouds bring rain, and rain isn't good when you're perched on top of a windmill. But getting drenched was the least of Slim's worries. The real danger lay in the fact that storm clouds also produce lightning. Have we discussed lightning? It's pretty scary stuff. It strikes the highest point, don't you know? And out on the Bald Prairie, guess what is the highest point? A windmill tower. Fellers, our pal Slim was in deep trouble and needed the help of the security division. I turned to my assistant. All right, Drover, we've got a code 3 staring us in the face. Slim's in trouble, and we've got to venture out into the storm and see if we can bark it away. Drover's eyes grew as big as fried eggs. Yeah, but, oh my gosh, I'm scared of storms. Help, murder, mayday, oh my leg. Stop squeaking and get hold of yourself. If we don't bark that storm away, Slim might get blown off the tower or stricken by lightning. It's up to us to save him. Are you ready? No, help, my leg. Too bad, soldier, because we're moving out. Let's hit it, and don't save anything back. And with that, we left the safety of our bunker and staggered out into the teeth of the jaws of the howling storm. We advanced our column 5 steps towards the clouds and began rigging for major artillery barks. That's the kind of barking ordnance we use on storms, don't you see? The lighter stuff just doesn't work. I mean, a dog can fire buckshot barks at a storm all day long, and it won't have the slightest effect. So we have to load up the biggest stuff we've got, the major artillery barks. And let me tell you, firing off round after round of MABs takes its toll on a dog. Every MAB produces such a powerful recoil that it throws us backwards 2 or 3 steps. It can also cause a sore throat, ringing of the ears, and hernias. But we didn't have time to think about that. Once we were rigged up for MABs and had entered all our firing parameters, we started blasting away at those huge thunderhead clouds. Oh, you should have seen us. The security division had never seen a prouder day. Round after round, blast after blast, roar after... Huh? A voice? Over the roar of the wind and the roar of our artillery, I seemed to hear a voice. A human voice. I gave Drover the sign to cease firing and turned my gaze up to the... There was Slim, clinging for dear life to the tower, and it appeared that he was trying to tell us something. Over the roar of the wind and so forth, I managed to pick up his message.
Quit barking, you dingbats, and go.
The rest was lost in the wind. I turned to Drover. Did he just tell us to stop barking?
Well, I thought he said to stop dinging the bat.
I don't think that was it. Let's listen again and see if we can figure it out. We turned our iratory scanners towards the top of the tower. This time, the message came through loud and clear.
Go home, dogs. Go to the house. Get Loper. I can't get off this windmill.